I don't know about you, but I'm actually kind of glad there is a pause in World Cup action today. It'll calm all of us down, and maybe some of this nail-biting anxiety can recede a bit. Until tomorrow in the first semifinal match when Germany meets Brazil, the technical game versus the beautiful game, yes. An amazing tourney so far, especially for those lucky enough to see the games in Brazil. There is nothing quite like watching soccer, any sport really, in the stadium or ballpark. The crowd, the green grass, the charged atmosphere of competition. But if you're a woman living in Iran, you don't get to experience any of that. The world's own Shirin Jafari grew up in Iran, and she knows what it's like.
It's a nice summer afternoon here in Massachusetts. I am at a stadium at a soccer match. There's a game going on between the Massachusetts team and also a team from Philadelphia. Now, I would not be able to do this exact same thing if I was in Iran. Where I'm from, women are not allowed to go to stadiums to watch sports.
That's been true since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Female sports fans can't cheer for the teams inside stadiums. They can only watch on TV. And right now, the topic is getting a lot of attention. That's because the Iranian volleyball team has been doing exceptionally well. It beat the powerhouse Italian and Brazilian teams in the World League volleyball matches. Now, keep in mind that when it comes to sports in Iran, volleyball, or even soccer, isn't our strongest suit. Wrestling, yes. But volleyball, nah. So you can imagine how excited Iranians are to see these teams do so well at international levels. But a big part of their fan base is forced to watch from behind closed doors.
The reality is there is no legal issue. There is no legal ban. There is even no religious fatwa or any religious order against women attending sports stadiums.
It's not illegal. It's just forbidden, says Leila Mouri. She's an Iranian woman rights activist now living in New York. Women have long opposed the ban, she says. But in 2006, they got organized. They formed a group called Rusari Safidha, or Women in White Scarves.
They started this campaign specifically about their rights to attend sports stadiums. They used to wear white scarves, and they wrote their slogans on that white scarves.
It was a cheeky tactic. The idea was that if they wear their slogans on their head coverings, which they're required to wear in public, the morality police wouldn't be able to remove them. Mouri tells me about one of the sit-ins.
We rented a bus and went in front of the stadium. And I remember we had a very small TV with us. Symbolically, we sat in front of the Azadi Stadium and pretend that we are watching the match.
They asked to go inside the stadium.
They didn't let us in. They attacked us. And finally, they pushed us back and made us get into the bus and return.
Yes, Mouri says. For many women in Iran, getting to go to stadiums is about entertainment. After all, it's fun to watch live sports. But it's also about basic human rights. Stadiums are public spaces, and women should be allowed in there. Just like men, she says. Some Iranian men agree. Filmmaker Jafar Panahi famously made a movie about a group of women who really want to get into a stadium to watch a soccer match. They even dress up as boys. Watching soccer in a stadium isn't a crime, one of the girls say. And if not being allowed in stadiums isn't bad enough, there's also a double standard when it comes to foreign women. If you're a woman from another country and your team is playing in Iran, you can enter a stadium.
As an Iranian, I think it is really humiliating that you are not allowed and you are not the same right in your own country as a foreign person has.
So what is the official explanation for the ban? Thing is, there isn't any. One argument goes something like this. Emotions in stadiums tend to run high. That leads to foul language, which is disrespectful to women. But activists like Mouri say it's more about limiting mingling of the sexes or the government's fear of mass gathering. Sitting in the stadium here in Massachusetts, I watch the fans get fired up after a goal. And I can't help but wonder about the absurdity of depriving women of joining in on the fun. The Iranian volleyball team could surely use the loud, ferocious cheers of its female supporters at the stadium in Tehran, which, by the way, is called Azadi, meaning freedom in Persian. For the world, I'm Shirin Jafari.